CNB in New Braunfels, these are Reflections, our regular weekly backward glance, remembering earlier days in New Braunfels and Comal and surrounding counties. Our guest is Falton C. Byerly, better known to his friends as Booby, and we're kind of reminiscing about his growing up years and so forth. Tell us a little bit more about your family. Now, you married your wife in what year was that?
In 33.
In 33. And her name was?
Monica Shale.
Right. And you lost her about, what, 4 years ago?
About 4 years ago. Uh-huh. It'll be 4 years on December the 27th.
Mm-hmm. And how many children?
Had three boys.
Uh-huh. Are they all following in your footsteps out on the...
No, road? They're not.
No.
They went to San Antonio in the earlier days. My oldest son, he is in the freight business. He's, at the present time, he's terminal manager of Watkins Freight Lines in San Antonio, and he's been in that business for 32 years. Mm-hmm. And my second oldest son, he's been with the State Highway Department out of San Antonio for 30 years. He is district supervisor in traffic light installation. And the younger one, Larry, he's in the burglar alarm business with his father-in-law out of San Antonio.
Oh.
For the Lance burglar alarm.
Mm-hmm. But you stayed on the place. And you have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, right?
Yes, I have.
How many great-grandchildren is it?
Great-grandchildren? Five.
Mm-hmm. Five, and what was it, eight grandchildren.
So
when you get together as a family, that's a big group,
yes,
isn't it?
Oh, yes, we get together.
What about the holiday season out there when you were growing up and so forth? Tell us what happened in your home around the holidays. Christmas was looked
forward to. The family got together,
mm-hmm,
at Christmas especially. And
did you get your tree out of the pasture?
Most of the time, yes. I remember though that. Well, 5 or 6 years ago, before my wife died, we had a nice tree picked out right close to the road in the lot. And day before Christmas, she told me, you go down there and get that Christmas tree. Well, I went down there and looked around, and there's no Christmas tree there anymore.
Somebody beat you to it.
Yeah, somebody beat me to it. And when I got back there, she said, that's going to end it. She went to town and got an artificial tree.
and
still have that.
And that one's no one's going to steal that one.
No.
Were you looking forward to Santa Claus? Was he St. Nicholas night and all of that came in
December?
When
I was a boy, yes.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, that time you didn't get the toys that those kids nowadays got. If you got a pop gun or some little gadget, you never got more than one or two items,
mm-hmm,
for Christmas time. And we sure look forward to that. And decorating the trees, it'd be mostly fruit, apples and oranges, and bonbons, the little candies, you know, that are wrapped in paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my father always pulled a fast one on my mother. When she got ready to take the tree down, Daddy took the candy out and put a pecan in there and wrapped it up again.
So she thought it was take the candy down, and there she was.
Pecan.
Pecan wasn't near as popular as the candy, I guess. Was there a special way that you opened your presents? Was it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
We usually opened it on Christmas Eve. The mm-hmm. kids would be at home,
mm-hmm,
and we'd have our Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually went to church, belonged to the Catholic Church up in Honey Creek, and
mm-hmm,
after we had the cars, we always went to midnight mass,
mm-hmm,
after the Christmas tree was...
Honey Creek was a real community, and those folks were pretty close-knit.
Yeah, but most of the old-timers, they moved out. There was the Laubachs and the Shales and mm-hmm. the Traugotts and the Engels. Well, there's still some Engels around there, but the Traugotts and the Shales and the Laubachs, they have some Laubachs there, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's still Mr. Parrish.
Mm-hmm. What about the New Year's? Was that an important day, too, or is nearly as important?
Not so much, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
Did you make, did you write letters to Santa Claus in those days as well? Or?
Well, I didn't. I've heard of them doing that, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that I ever did, not that I can recollect.
Mm-hmm. But did you? Did they close off the room where the tree was so you couldn't see it?
Until that was closed off till the night when Santa Claus was supposed to come.
Mm-hmm.
I know he came one night there, and when I was just a little chap there, and I got scared and crawled under the bed.
But you heard him in there, and you knew
he'd been there.
Knew he'd been there. Are there any other memories of those earlier days, either the holidays or other times as a youngster? Stories about things that happened. Did you have any problems with varmints or snakes or anything like that out on the place that you had to worry about?
Oh yeah, off and on we did. It was varmints and snakes. Not so much with snakes, but it was had quite a lot of trouble with varmints getting chickens.
Hmm.
We had chickens at the new place that we live now, but they Mom has put me out of business, so I quit altogether.
What about the... did your father ever talk about his growing up years, or his parents, or any of those things, or your mother, either one?
Well, I really don't recollect them.
Did you know your grandparents?
Oh, yes.
What kind
Not
of folks?
Not on... my
you knew him on your dad's side.
On my dad's side, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Sebastian Weile died in 1908.
Mm-hmm. And you came along in
1910. I was born in 1910. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for coming and sharing this time with us. We've enjoyed visiting with you and learning about your weather watching and all of the other things that you've become involved in, and still very active and hanging in there. We appreciate you coming by and visiting with us.
I appreciate it very much.
Mm-hmm. Our guest today has been Fulton C. Byerly, better known to his friends as Booby, and we've enjoyed hearing about his growing up years in the Spring Branch area and all the things that he's been involved in. We invite you to join us again next week at this same time. We'll be back with another edition of Reflections, Remembering Earlier Days in New Braunfels and Comal and surrounding counties. In the meantime, if you know someone who'd make an interesting guest on a future broadcast, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us at Reflections, care of KGNB Radio, 1540 Loop 337 North, New Braunfels, Texas. Our zip is 78130. Now, this is Herb Skoog speaking for Booby Byerly and thanking you for being with us on Reflections.